Listening, Unit 7, page 56, B.
You will hear a presentation about how technology is changing the lives of people in Africa. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
And now Georgina will present her report.
Thanks, Luke. My report is about how mobile phones have changed the lives of people in Africa over the last decade, focusing on 7 different areas: banking, activism, education, entertainment, disaster management, agriculture, and health. Let's look at banking first. Many Africans now use mobile money to pay their bills, buy goods, and make payments to individuals. Remittances from relatives living abroad are also largely done via mobile banking. And in some African countries, more than half the adult population uses mobiles to make financial transactions, according to the Gates Foundation and the World Bank. Next, activism. One lesson from the 2011 uprisings across North Africa was that mobile phones, with their infinite opportunities for connection and communication, are able to transform disenchanted citizens into resistance fighters. Across the continent, mobile phones are also bringing unprecedented levels of openness and transparency to the electoral process. Education is another key area. The potential for transforming the continent's dysfunctional educational system is immense, as mobile phones, which in comparison to PCs are cheaper to own and easier to run, gain ground as tools for delivering teaching content. It is hoped that this will help reduce the significant numbers of school-age African children who are not receiving any formal education. As well as changing the face of education, mobile phones have had a huge effect on entertainment. A 2009 survey found that entertainment and information were the most popular activities for which mobile phones are used in Nigeria, in particular for dialing into favourite radio shows, voting in TV reality shows, downloading and sharing songs, photos and videos, as well as tweeting. They are proving invaluable, however, when it comes to disaster management. The organisation Refugees United, for example, has teamed up with mobile phone companies to create a database where refugees can register their personal details. The information available on the database allows them to search for people they've lost contact with and is now helping reunite families. Although not immediately obvious with regard to agriculture, mobile phones are in fact making a huge difference in the lives of smallhold farmers. By serving as platforms for sharing weather information, as well as market prices and micro-insurance schemes, mobile phones are allowing Africa's farmers to make better decisions, which then translate into higher earning potentials. Finally, let's look at health. Mobile phones are going to play an increasingly important role in improving the provision of healthcare to the citizens of African countries, not only helping individuals to locate healthcare providers more quickly, but making sure the drugs they use are genuine. The World Health Organization estimates that nearly 30% of drugs supplied in developing countries are fake. A pioneering idea to put unique codes within scratch cards on medicine packaging means that buyers can now find out if the drug they are about to use is genuine or not. All they have to do is send the code via SMS to a designated number and find out. The system is now being used by several countries in Africa. So, as we have seen, mobile phones have become not a luxury, but an affordable necessity, which is undoubtedly improving the lives of individuals and changing the face of Africa.